Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for a shock.
Ready to be challenged? Maybe a little offended, but definitely shocked. This is Shock Therapy Live. Your therapy session with Nate Heitzig. We're not looking for stump the pastor questions, so put down your Devos and open your diaries. Really, this isn't systematic theology.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
This is Shock Therapy Live. Now, here's Steve-O.
What?
In the butt.
Okay. You can't. Hey, everybody.
What's up?
Oh, man. Thanks, butters.
I was just trying to go down to the river.
That's a really good Butters impression.
That's also an impression of the one girl on Nashville. The blonde girl sounds just like Butters.
I don't think I've heard anyone do Butters. It's people always do like
Cartman,
you know, Cartman, yeah. And pretty much just Cartman. Pretty much everyone does Cartman.
Butters is my favorite character.
Butters is my favorite too.
He's the best one.
And a lot of people do
Mr. Garrison.
Yeah, a lot of people do that one. I don't think anyone else.
I don't think I've ever seen that show though, so I don't know these characters.
Oh yeah, of course not.
Never, of course not, never.
You don't watch that one in Sunday school.
Self-righteousness.
Unless you go to First Dave's.
That show really is one of the best social commentaries of all time. They get it right so often, and it's terrible.
I know. Just don't watch it.
It's awful. It's just so real. Yeah. They just don't care who they offend.
Yeah.
So you ever want to know?
I think that's why they get away with offending people. It's because they offend anybody.
Everybody.
They don't like hold back.
They're equal opportunity offenders.
Absolutely. So it is Shock Therapy Live. Steve-O, Pastor Nate Heitzig, Mateo.
Hello.
Yes.
I like this. We are here to hang out with you. It is our one-hour call-in show centered around you. If you have questions, concerns, comments, maybe you're dealing with something. Maybe you were confronted with an issue this week you didn't know how to handle. Maybe you read something in Scripture and it kind of tugged at your heartstrings a little. You didn't know how to feel about it. That's what we're here for. In fact, a lot of times we get anonymous emails. If you want to keep it anonymous, we understand that. We respect that. And so if you send us an email, we'll keep it anonymous for you. studio@mystaticradio.com. You can also chime in through Facebook if you don't care about anonymity. You can chime in there, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Anonymity.
Animosity. I was way off. Animosity. If you'd like to keep it animosity.
Manamana.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Antonym.
Ugh.
Antonym.
Antonymity.
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 Nate.
Wow.
Yes.
How do you feel about the Ultimate Warrior dying?
Did you hear about
that? Okay, so this is the thing. I loved wrestling when I was a kid.
Me too!
But I don't know who the Ultimate Warrior is.
Oh my gosh. Shock
How
Therapy
can you
Live.
Say that?
You have come to the right place, my friend, because you have issues. Ultimate Warrior.
Were you WWF?
I was WWF.
But how can you not know who the Warrior is?
Well, he did have a short-lived career. He really was around a long time.
My favorite wrestler when I was a kid was Roddy Pod Piper.
Okay.
Yeah, Roddy Piper. Yep.
He tweeted this morning, and I felt so bad because it was a serious moment because the Ultimate Warrior passed away.
Who tweeted?
Roddy Piper tweeted.
Yeah.
But his tweet was like, oh, man.
He obviously can't spell.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
man.
Really sad, and I felt really bad.
He's been fake punched too many times.
Oh, it's possible.
It's so possible. Sad.
But yeah, so Ultimate Warrior was kind of the guy that stole, original Hulk Hogan, Hulkamania, kind of stole his thunder.
Because
he was crazy and he was supposedly from like outer space or something.
The thing. I say I don't know who he is. If I saw him in his tights, I might recognize
him. Hang on, I got a picture for you.
There's something about seeing a man in less clothes that you recognize who they are.
And that's exactly why I always
I remember him, yes. I had an action figure of him.
Yes, yeah, dude. There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
When I was reading USA Today, it said Ultimate Warrior died, and it showed the current picture of him. I was like, I don't know who that guy is.
Yeah. Right.
But in the same way, I wouldn't recognize Rowdy Rod Piper without, you know, his kilt on and, like, you know, being young with, like, you know.
Come on, I mean.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, he would shake the.
Yep, I remember.
WrestleMania 6, Intercontinental Champion. He took on Hulk Hogan for the.
You know
WWF
what I had?
Champion.
You know what I loved when I was a kid? Mm-hmm. I had those stuffed animals that you could wrestle.
Doug got one like 3 weeks ago of the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
He found one. The wrestling buddies.
Yeah, and they would yell. And then I also they had some that were stretchy of the.
Yep. I had those too.
Yeah.
I had Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Andre the Giant.
Good grief, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I loved WWF when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
It was WWE at that point, wasn't it?
Well, no, it was WWF
until 2000. No, 90s.
Because of the World Wildlife Federation.
Yeah, World Wildlife
or Foundation.
They sued and it was a big old ordeal, and yeah.
So they were WWF, then WWE?
Now the WWE, yeah. World Wrestling Entertainment, because yeah. World Wildlife Fund or whatever was like, hey, we're WWF.
And our picture is a panda. It is a panda.
And everybody was sad because it was like WWE.
Don't wrestle people. Make love to animals.
I remember do you remember when it happened? And it was WWF.
Yeah.
And then it went to WWE and do you guys remember the t-shirt?
Yeah, I didn't understand because they just did it's a WW.
Yeah, and then it said.
I never understood why they didn't just put another line at the bottom of the other one because you know how it all blended in?
Mm-hmm.
Like it was WW and then the little F?
Yeah.
They should have just put another line.
Yeah.
Who am I?
Because they did the WW and then they put entertainment underneath basically mm-hmm. the line. But then the big tag was like, get the.
I was really an advocate for the SDW.
Okay.
What is
Sweaty Dudes Wrestling?
Oh, okay. Man. Me and Steve-O are a part of that.
The SDW, really?
The closer we get to Spider-Man, the sweatier I get.
Oh, man.
We lost line one because you're talking about Sweaty Dude Wrestling. It was like a serious call, I'm sure.
Well,
oh, parenting teens.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were like, I'm not talking to these guys. I watch wrestling.
I don't want to know about parenting from them. Call back. We really do have good things to say.
That's funny.
Man. Hey, because you were a kid, and obviously your mom and dad let you watch WWF wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. And you turned out okay.
Nate is our fearless leader.
The thing is, I never wanted to just watch it. I wanted to enact it.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, hey, Dad, you want to wrestle? Yeah, okay. Can I hit you with the chair?
Oh, man. My buddy Derek, when I was a kid, we actually built a life-size full wrestling ring in his backyard.
No.
Yeah, it had the turnbuckles. We had the three ropes, everything. We would jump off the top turnbuckle, and we would just destroy each other.
Yeah, but see, what I didn't realize when I was watching, you know, WWF when I was a kid is that ring, it's like
bouncy. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So when you try to do what they do on any other substance besides like pillows.
Yeah. First time I got body slammed onto what was basically wood. Because we built this ring, but we didn't have like mats or anything.
What did you build it out of?
It was wood. We just had, it was Derek's dad who helped build it.
Okay.
He built it.
Because I was going to say, if you as little kids built it, I can see nails sticking out of it.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it was great until Timmy poked his eye out.
Yeah, no, Derek's dad. Basically built it, and there were just posts in all four corners, and
You're like, yeah, you know, we created this awesome ring, and I, you know, created this new wrestling move called Bleed from the Butt.
Oh.
Because I smashed him onto a nail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. It was the first Hell in a Cell ever recorded in real life. Oh, man, it's Shock Therapy Live. We're talking WWF. Sadly, this morning, Ultimate Warrior passed away.
He did.
He was in an 18-year feud with World Wrestling Entertainment, with the WWE or WWF. And this last weekend, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. He was at WrestleMania 30. He made his first appearance on television at Raw this last Monday night. And he had this crazy speech about beating his last and the legacy you leave when you die. And yeah. I mean, dude, his speech is so ominous because when it was announced that he passed away, we didn't believe it.
Yeah.
We thought it was like a WWE stunt.
Yeah, see, that's the hard part is like they always do stunts like that.
Yes!
It's like secretly like in the next show, it's going to be like the Undertaker, like, I've got him. Yeah,
yeah.
It's some creepy thing.
Yeah.
So you never know what's real and what's not with
them. Well, and I don't think it was just us. I think the general public was hesitant.
Yeah.
Because the news sources slowly started reporting it today.
Yeah. And at the first, it was USA Today, and they said WWE reports. You know, like everybody was quoting the WWE. Nobody was actually stating it themselves.
Because it's like secretly okay, now he goes back. He's the ultimate zombie now, and he has a new mask.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Ugh.
From parts unknown. That's what he would always say.
I really
Kane's secret stepson.
Yeah.
He's older than Kane.
Wasn't Kane the son of Undertaker for
a
minute?
The brother. Brother. Oh, I love those two guys.
Yeah. Mm. Undertaker lost this last weekend at WrestleMania for the first time. He was 21-0. And he lost.
Well, that's because he probably has back problems now. He's like, how old is that dude now?
70. I don't know.
He's hundreds of years old.
And
what about
Sting? Remember Sting? Sting was awesome until he got fat. Yeah. And then he would wear his, like, do you remember? Sting was awesome. He had that mask and he had the bat.
Sting's a preacher.
And then he was I got to wear a trench coat.
He's coming back.
He's coming back
to wrestling.
Allegedly. We got real questions.
No.
These are way more real.
Yeah. 505-338-3700.
Real questions about fake wrestling.
We're trying to talk about real life
issues. Oh, man. 505-338-3700. You can also chime in through Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or if you want to email us, keep it anonymous, you can do so as well. We do have some email questions to get to.
All right. My daughter will be 13 in December and attends a public middle school here in Albuquerque. She is very shy with new people, but is a level-headed Christian girl with a strong sense of duty to her faith. She's having a hard time making friends at a school without a very large Christian base. She attends a small Baptist church that she and I attend together her whole life until my job prevented me from attending. I now attend Calvary and wanted her to give it a try because she doesn't have any kids her age at her church and non-attend public schools and does not attend public schools, I think is what she's trying to say. Do you have any advice for me? Sincerely, a concerned mom.
I love what she said. I want her to try to check out Calvary because there are people there her age that she can meet, that she can make friends with. My advice is bring your daughter to church with you.
Yeah. She's 12 years old.
Yeah, it was never hey son, it's Sunday, would you like to go to church? I mean, it was known, you get your butt up, we're going to church.
Yeah.
I don't care how late you were up playing video games last night, I don't care how tired you are.
You know a great way to do it too, to get someone, because it is hard to go from a new place, you know, from a place that you really, really love to a new place. It's hard to get into the swing of things. So a good thing to do is to get them signed up for an event where they can meet friends, where they can have fun. I know we're gearing up for Calvary. Reboot is something that we do every single year, and it's a weekend event here in Albuquerque on the campus. They've got a great band coming in, a great speaker, and they have a lot of fun. They meet with small groups, and it's a great way to get your student plugged into the ministry.
Yeah.
And I think at 12 years old, you don't ask them, you say, hey, I'm signing you up for this event. Because they're at that age where they don't get the option to say no. You know?
Now, I will say, it sounds like she's more of an introvert, so it's one of those situations, maybe when you bring her for the first time to the student ministries here, maybe let a leader know, hey, this is first time visiting, but you don't necessarily want her to be bombarded with people either, going, hi, new person, hey, welcome to the club, would you like to hang out with me? Because I know for introverts, they just shut down. That's it. So, I don't know, maybe tell somebody in leadership when you bring them, hey, this is her first time, she's, you know, more introverted, and maybe don't hit her in the face with love as much.
You know,
don't slam her with, hey, come sit with me.
Slam her like Pogs?
I gotta tell you, I never played Pogs.
What?
I'm sorry, guys.
Dude, we had like gambling rings in the fourth grade.
Dude, me too.
Over Pogs.
Oh, yeah.
They got outlawed at my school.
No.
Seriously, because kids were getting
Pog gangs?
Fights.
Pog gangs?
I've seen
in Albuquerque, we had Pog gangs.
No.
Pog gangs?
We did not have Pog. The Slammers?
No. It was like the Bloods and the Crips.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
I feel like those are real gangs.
They ended up in the Slammers.
I know. That's what happened. They started out as Pog gangs.
You gotta watch out for Pogs.
Started out as Pog gangs and, you know, Pogs, it's like the root of all evil.
I have this weird feeling that Shock Therapy Live is not going to be able to get that deep today.
Yes, it is. Pogs are a deep subject.
Call me crazy.
Ultimate Warrior played Pogs.
Oh,
he did.
Man.
Into parts unknown.
Led him down a dark path.
It did. Steve-O. You didn't play Pogs.
I quit.
Led him to the creator of all Pogs, The Undertaker.
Whoa. So that honestly is our true advice, I would say. Just bring her to Calvary. The Mid-High Ministry here is amazing. Just maybe when you get here, tell a leader, hey, this is our first time at Calvary.
Yeah.
Doesn't really know anybody here.
Yeah, and honestly, I think as far as from a parenting standpoint, the standpoint you take isn't, hey, do you want to try this out? It's, hey, We're gonna go to this church.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's probably gonna say, well, no, I don't want to, and say, well, I think it's gonna be good for us, and we're gonna do it. As the parent, I'm gonna make that decision.
No kid wants to do anything.
Right. And, well, and my wife,
yeah, it's like broccoli.
We went through this thing about extroverts and introverts, and how to talk to an extrovert, how to talk to an introvert, because our boys are night and day. One is very much an extrovert, one is an introvert. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that talked about with introverts is not springing something on them last minute.
Kind of plan.
So
it.
I definitely wouldn't go to her Sunday morning and go, we're going to a new church today, you know, get ready. I would let her know maybe on a Monday, a Tuesday,
trick her.
Maybe today, you know.
Hey, we're going to Disneyland.
This looks like a church. No.
I would let her know now, you know, hey, so that she's got a few days to prepare to really get ready and say, hey, this is what we're doing. Don't give her the option to back out. However, if you give her some time to warm up to the idea as an introvert, maybe it will help her prepare for that better, so that by Sunday she'll be ready to go. So.
There I agree.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in there. There's a really old photo of Nate and I.
It is a really old photo.
Do you have your
guys,
long hair? You
that's
look
what,
12.
That's what came up when Gosh. I searched for Shock Therapy Live. You guys need to get
okay.
new photos done.
Hey, let's go do
no,
a photo
No, we supposedly
shoot.
Did have photos done.
We
didn't
did.
We?
We did.
That photo's not on the internet.
You and I didn't do a photo
I don't
shoot.
Know.
Did we go do a photo shoot?
No, we
did. Did you do a photo shoot without me?
I remember Adam saying, hey, I already got photos of Steve-O. I need photos of you because we're changing the page or something.
Where did he get photos of me?
Mm-hmm. I don't
he's
know.
He's a hacker.
Internet, man.
Great. Hope he's not seeing those photos. Oh.
Well, I know there's a lot of risky photos of Steve-O.
Yeah.
I've seen
both.
Some things.
Okay. I wonder why nobody's calling. 505-338.
They're interested in Pogs. They want to know the background.
The phone number, that's 505-338.
Pogs are like the original Warcraft.
00.
Once you start, you just can't stop.
Mm-mm. Speaking of Warcraft, there's a brand new game. Stay away from it.
Now
what is
brand new game. I shouldn't have even said it. Yep. It's too late.
Man, you're my drug dealer, aren't you?
Steve-O.
There's a brand new game by Blizzard. It's a free game. It's their like brand new game, and it's free.
Definitely should.
You can go to Battle wherever, you know, the Battle.net. You can get it. You can download it for free. It's called Hearthstone, and it's basically like Magic the Gathering, with World of Warcraft characters.
That's evil.
So you can be a paladin. You can be all the different classes, and you have different types of things for those classes with your cards. Don't do it.
Do you do it?
No.
You do.
This is not going to work out.
Did. I tried it. I wanted to check it out. So I tried it for like one weekend, right?
I don't know.
Best 8 hours of my life. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. You disappeared.
I tried it for a while.
Is
I tried it for
doing?
One weekend, and then every now and then I'm missing for 3 hours, and I come back with bloodshot eyes, scratching my gums.
I haven't played it in weeks. I jumped on and D's was on and our good buddy Johnny B was on. Yeah, people were already playing it. I was like, oh man, I'm staying away from this.
I have a confession.
No. Uh-oh.
Are you playing World of Warcraft?
Nate.
Are you serious?
Nate, you can't get back
Nate,
in this way.
Isaac!
Don't do this. Don't do this, Nate.
Hey man, it's just, hey. You know what? When you've overcome something like that and you know your limits, it's okay, right? Is that what we're talking about? That's cool. I just can't afford it. I'd play. I'd rock it with you, bro.
It's fine.
Not me.
505-338-3700, the
I'm
phone
terrible
number.
At video games.
Facebook. Are you rating and stuff? Are you already back to rating? You jerk! You didn't even tell me!
Well, they did this thing that if you, you know, pre-order
the
Warlords of Draenor, you get an instant level 90.
I know! I saw! I got the email, too!
I'm a monk.
And
I'm a monk.
Like, I don't know anybody who plays anymore.
I'm a monk.
Only one of my best bros. That's
dude, monks are cool. You can be a tank, a healer, or a DPS.
Man.
So I'm a tank DPS. Mm-hmm. I'm so gay.
Keep
oh,
going.
Man.
We gotta take a quick break.
Keep going.
Coming right back. It is Shock Therapy Live. Pastor Nate Heitzig.
Oh, my life's depressing.
And Team Awesome Morning Party. We're hanging out. We would love to hear from you. 505-338-3700. Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You do, man. You really do. Or, of course, studio at MyStaticRadio.com if you'd like to keep it anonymous.
I'm gonna ask Nelson to add, like, a Warcraft Anonymous to Renew Ministries. Like, hey, Nelson, I know it's kind of unorthodox. You got the drug. You got the alcohol. Could you start
Gamers
a Warcraft?
Can't do that because we're actually starting up video game ministry stuff at the mix.
Mm.
We'll be, like, doing what we're going to inevitably have to actually
work. Well, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you get them
You
in
get
there
them dependent on the...
Oh, my god!
That's basically what the dentist does.
Right back with more Shock Therapy Live. Static Radio.
The Dentist does... Thanks to B.C. Nolan for supporting the ministry of Static Radio. B.C. Nolan, a local New Mexican artist with work exhibited in collections from Hewlett-Packard and the Discovery Channel to the Palace Collection of Costa Rica. His artworks have been featured in Jay Leno monologues and are familiar worldwide as album covers and Hollywood set pieces. Thanks, B.C. Nolan, for your gift to the ministry of Static Radio. Check out bcnolan.com.
Every year, millions of people come together to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Join us for a special sunrise service, Say It Loud, Sunday, April 20th at 7:30 a.m., live from University Stadium, with special guests for King and Country. Message of hope from Pastor Skip Heitzig.
If you haven't trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are flying blind, and only Jesus can wake you up. So I dare you to live.
Say It Loud, Sunday, April 20th at University Stadium. For details, printable flyers, and more, check out calvaryabq.org.
It could be a beautiful morning.
Was the universe created, or did it just spring into being? Is God just an idea, or is he a literal being beyond us in comprehension? We all have questions like these, and that's why this month at The Connection, we've put together this resource from New York Times best-selling author Lee Strobel. In this 3-movie DVD, we join him on his journey from atheism to faith. Make an evidence-based examination of the events surrounding the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus with the first movie, The Case for Christ. Then, The Case for Faith tackles the toughest objections to the Christian faith. And finally, The Case for a Creator applies journalistic investigation to the scientific evidence for God. We're offering all three on DVD for only $25. Order today from skipheitzig.com or when you call 1-800-922-1888. That's 1-800-922-1888.
Shock Therapy Live. Maybe this time the treatment will take. Better yet, chime in now on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or call 505-338-3700. We find it best to get it off your chest. Now, more Shock Therapy Live.
Yes!
Yeah! I'm so excited!
I just want everybody to know that I am currently witnessing the downfall of Steve O'Jeter and Nathan Heitzig. I'm watching it all fall apart. I'm watching it unravel. I'm
you
videoing
could,
it.
You could call it the cataclysm.
It is.
Oh, yes! That's a World of Warcraft expansion.
I figured.
You're just a noob.
No, I'm not. I'm not in anything. I'm not in this World of Warcraft.
Noob.
Oh, man. It is Shock Therapy Live. Steve Ho, Mateo, and Pastor Nate Heinze. We're hanging out. We want to hear from you. 505-338-3700. We had a couple phone calls. Call in.
And hang up.
Doug, are you hanging up on the callers? Why are you being a jerk?
Doug.
Did they even say what they wanted to talk about?
They said they wanted
Both
to talk about.
Both?
We only had one.
No, we had two.
Well, the second one, I didn't even get a writing thing on there.
They hung up. What did they want to talk about? They didn't say. They just hung up on you. Stop hanging up on Doug the intern. He's a really nice guy, even though he has a Yankees hat.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. I just saw that.
Okay. Yeah, he's a big Yankees fan. I know.
That's good thing Jeter's retiring.
Yeah. 2-5, the Angels. 2-5.
No, 3-5.
Are we 3-5?
We're 3-5.
I thought we only won 2.
We won 3 against Houston.
Oh, we did? Okay. Yeah that's right, because we won Monday.
It was kind of unfair, because we played Houston, and so we got our hopes up.
Yeah.
Because we played Houston.
Yeah. 3-5.
We're like, oh, hey, we're good. Oh, wait, we were just playing the worst team in baseball. That's why we were doing good.
We're currently playing the 5-2 Mariners. They are 5-2.
So dumb.
They are working us.
They got 4 of their wins from us.
Yeah, 4 of them. Yeah.
There you go.
That's true.
So it's not saying much because they're playing us.
Oh, man. Mateo, how have you dealt with the transition to a sports life?
When I was in a band, I learned that in order to live in a van for hours at a time, you have to compartmentalize everything.
Yeah.
So I can literally still be paying attention and be totally checked out at the exact same time.
We constantly have baseball.
Whenever the sports thing happens, that's what I slip into a different reality.
Like a coma.
But I'm still here. Still.
Are you saying you can voluntarily put yourself into comas?
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it started happening when you guys were doing World of Warcraft. It started going, That's why I've got this drawing over here. It's keeping me here.
What is the drawing
keeping
of?
Keeping me present.
Superior Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's you? You drew that?
I did.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. And it is Shock Therapy Live. You know, we had a question about parenting, and speaking of parenting, I saw this story and I didn't know what to do because this is like reverse parenting. The son is currently having an issue. The elderly residents of a Long Island nursing home saw their shuffleboards replaced this last week.
What does this have to do with parenting?
The son of one of the residents, 85-year-old Bernice Youngblood, she was hanging out at her elderly nursing home, and the son decided to go visit her, and he says he was shocked when he showed up for a visit and found a picture of his mom stuffing dollar bills, which are supposed to be locked away in her commissary account, into a dancer's briefs. Turns out, residents at East Neck Nursing Center in West Babylon.
Babylon? That's not kind of a coincidence.
In Long Island were, we're greeted with a mix of shock and delight as strippers.
And delight. That should be reserved for a Snickers bar, shock and delight.
Strippers were hired for this nursing home. The family immediately expressed their outrage to the staff but were ignored. So now they are currently filing a lawsuit against said nursing home because he says it's inappropriate.
Isn't it bad to get their blood pressure high?
Man.
That's what I
thought. Don't you, like, not want to get their heart racing? Like, they're getting too excited. Okay, stop.
All
stop.
Right, stop.
Calm
stop.
Down.
Quick. Put on the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah.
No, I'd do the same thing.
Bernice Youngblood was placed in apprehension of imminent offensive physical harm as she was confused and bewildered as to why a muscular, almost nude man was approaching her and placing his body and limbs over her.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what the lawsuit says. That is the end quote of the lawsuit. Her family's attorneys state in the complaint that her son found the offensive photograph among her belongings during a visit. They confronted a nurse. The staffer lunged at him and tried to snatch the picture away.
Oh, man.
They later told the victim's son that the strip show was an entertainment event for the patients and was done in good faith.
I bet.
Hiring male strippers to perform for the defendant's nursing home patients was a serial occurrence, the lawsuit claims.
Oh my goodness.
What do you do in this situation?
Transfer nursing
It just
home.
Seems fake.
Yeah.
It seems like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like these crazy nursing home people that like have their you know, prisoners and they're making them, I don't know, just gross.
Dude, yeah. Nursing homes have a bad rap as it is, and then you find this is clearly for the employees, not for the patients. And that the fact of them trying to lunge and get the photo and remove all the evidence is just, that's very terrible.
I don't,
right?
I don't even have words.
Yeah.
You shouldn't, because it's really kind of gross.
It's kind of messed up. It's just messed up.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yeah, chime in.
505-338-3700,
the phone number. It is Shock Therapy Live. And I know, today's been kind of a crazy day.
It has. And the whole, like, care for the elderly is a big, it's a controversial topic.
I mean, I guess it's better than the nursing home having the people in the nursing home strip.
Yes.
It's better than that.
That would be
still
really
not good.
Messed up.
Yeah.
Just different levels of messed up.
We got a pair of emails. If you'd like to email in an anonymous question, send it to us. studio@mystaticradio.com. Looks like we got a couple in, so we should probably get to that.
I feel like we've answered a question like this before.
Yeah?
I think so. It's pretty similar, but it'll be good. Okay. Hello. I'm new to ministry.
Okay.
Well, not new. I've been through the motion. However, I recently received a position in ministry, and I feel like I'm not leading them effectively. I understand it takes time, but what advice would you give someone who is just starting to lead in ministry? I'm also a full-time student trying to juggle this and school. It is the most challenging thing I have ever experienced.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for all you do. You're awesome.
Juggling multiple things in any platform. I mean, you know, I know Celeste afternoons, she's still in school. She's going to school and she's got a full-time job here doing an afternoon show, rocking it. I know that's strenuous in and of itself. Now you tack on the you're talking ministry where you're leading
What I would say to this person, based on just where they're at in life, how busy they are, one of the biggest things that they need to learn in ministry is delegation.
Yeah.
I think a good leader who leads anything learns how to delegate properly. Now, that doesn't mean just passing off the work and the hard work to people and saying, hey, you do this, but it means finding people who are good and gifted in certain areas, maybe areas that you're not as good at, and delegating things to them and letting them help you lead the ministry.
Yeah.
You're never going to be able to effectively lead without properly delegating.
Absolutely. A great resource there, I would say, is a book by John Maxwell. It's Learning the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, and it talks a lot about, 21 different things. So I would recommend that book, to be honest, as a great resource. John Maxwell, rad dude. The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. If you're placed in that position of leadership,
I would also say find what God's call is for this ministry in particular, what God's vision is for you in that ministry, and relentlessly pursue that vision and that calling.
Yeah.
I think that one of the biggest downfalls people who are new to leadership can fall into is trying to please everybody and trying to please other people's view of how the ministry should look.
Yeah.
And so they go into this ministry trying to do too much, trying to please too many people, and you're never going to be able to please everybody. You know, there's always going to be a group of people that aren't pleased with the way that you're doing things.
Yeah.
And so I think find God's calling for your ministry, find the passion and the vision that God has given you, and pursue that, and don't worry about the rest.
Yeah. I remember one time your dad in the main sanctuary was talking about this and said, and did this little survey of, all right, how many people in here feel like it's too warm in the main sanctuary? Raise your hand. And it felt like about a third of the people raised their hand. How many of you guys think it's too cold in here?
Yeah.
And about a third raise their hand. How many of you guys think that the temperature is perfect in the main sanctuary right now? And about a third raise their hand. It was clearly divided into thirds.
Yeah.
And it was like, you will never, ever, ever, ever please everybody. You know?
Yeah.
And there were people sitting right next to each other who thought it was too hot, who thought it was too cold, who thought the temperature was perfect in the main sanctuary. And it was a solid reminder for me, especially working in ministry, that man, yeah, that's it. You cannot please everyone all the time.
Well, it's very true. There's a principle that about 25% of people in ministry, as they watch what you're doing, are going to love you no matter what you do. They're going to love your vision. They're going to love your calling. They're going to follow you blindly. You could streak naked up and down the aisles of the church, and they would still love you and say, man, look at that passion.
I still
look at
remember at Renovate when you did that. It was hilarious.
It was so much fun.
Oh, great.
I didn't do that, by the
no,
way.
No, he didn't.
There are not pictures of that online.
If you want me to do that, I'll do that. Yeah. I'll follow you into the desert.
So 25% of people will love you no matter what you do. They're just stoked on you.
Yeah.
Then 25% of people hate you no matter what you do. Mm. You could literally like bring down manna from heaven and they would say, that was a word of faith movement. Let's leave.
Yeah.
You know, it does not matter what you do. They will always hate you.
Yeah.
And they're always going to talk bad about you. Then 50% of the people are in the middle. And they're kind of in that, they're going to watch. They're going to kind of see what you do, you know, how you're following the Lord, and they're going to sway back and forth.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to please everybody. So you just got to find God's calling and passion for your life and follow that.
Absolutely. Agree 150%. Thanks for the email. If you would like to email in a question, studio@mystaticradio.com. That's studio@mystaticradio.com. If you are bold enough, give us a call. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700.
I kind of feel like a spouse that the other spouse is refusing to talk to me right now. Like, you're not talking to me. And
they just gave you the love you.
Not even
you.
The love me.
Oh.
They just like,
the love you
they're
trying to
screening
hang
my phone calls.
We got somebody on line one, but I know we got another email question.
Yeah.
So, in the meantime.
Yeah, in the meantime, don't hang up whoever's on the phone.
Please call it.
Before we pick up the phone.
All right.
My husband is an alcoholic who's actively participating in his addiction. Mm. He has more than 4 months of rehab, inpatient, under his belt. I feel at this point my only option is to get a lawyer. Advice appreciated.
Whoa. My only option is to get a... So we're talking about divorce here because the person's an alcoholic who is actively... How did she word it?
Participating in his addiction.
Mm. Well, Nate...
Man.
I mean, we're talking about an addiction, but let's talk about what the Bible has to say, because if she's getting a lawyer, our only assumption here is she's talking about
divorce,
wanting to get a divorce.
Yeah.
Is it biblical for somebody to get a divorce if their spouse is an alcoholic?
Yeah, from the divorce standpoint, it's not.
Okay.
You know, the only room for divorce within the Bible is infidelity, is adultery.
Yeah.
That's the only room that the Bible gives us for divorce. There is, I believe, in a situation like this, room for separation.
Yes.
Separation for a time to seek the Lord, a time for this person to understand the severity of where he's at in life. Mm-hmm. And so I think that a lot of times people who struggle with addiction become very dependent on their surroundings. And sometimes the only way to get them out of their addiction is to adjust their surroundings and adjust where their comfort levels are. And their comfort levels might be, you know, the house they're in, the people they're with, and they find comfort in those things, and it keeps them in that addiction. So I think that stirring the pot up and recognizing, hey, you need to get this right. Until you do, I'm not living in the same house with you.
Yeah.
And we're going to separate for a time. I love you, and I'm still committed to this marriage, but I'm not going to be around you and support you while you're in this addiction.
Yeah, lawyering up is not an option here. It's not something you should be seeking, something you should be doing. I agree with you about separation because it could shake things up. But God is in the business of reconciliation, of restoration, and yeah, no, I have nothing more to add. That was perfect.
Yeah, now what about alcohol addiction?
There's many of different programs, obviously. There's places I think of Celebrate Recovery. I think of the different things that we're doing here on this campus as well, as far as that. If he's actively in it,
and
it doesn't seem
that he's gone through, you know,
rehab,
he's gone through his institutions, it sounded like.
So obviously it sounds like he's taken the road of trying to recover, trying to get through it, 4 months of
rehab. He was in inpatient rehab where he was actually at a facility,
okay,
staying there.
Yeah. So he sought treatment in the past, but it
I think this goes to something we've talked about before, about, you know, struggle with pornography addiction or any other addiction. A lot of times we rely on these procedures, on these programs to solve our problem for us.
Yeah.
But if we rely too heavily on something else to fix us, mm-hmm, then we're never truly going to come to a place where we get rid of that, because we're relying on outside sources to fix us. It almost becomes the same addiction of alcohol. Mm-hmm. You become sufficient. You become completely dependent on alcohol. So it's like we think that, okay, well, let's get this person dependent on something else besides alcohol. Let's get them dependent on this program or this thing to get them out of alcohol. You got to come to a place where you make a conscious decision based on your relationship with Jesus Christ that you're not going to do that anymore.
Absolutely. And I think maybe that shakeup, if you know, she comes home and says, hey, either you got to move, like one of us has to move out, I wouldn't, you know. Maybe that's the shakeup.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll actually show him the severity of what he is doing.
It's hard because those programs can be helpful, but if you don't consciously decide and you don't want to change, you're not going to change.
Yeah.
And I know people say, well, I do want to change. I want to change. But I think when you truly want to, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
And I know, because I've known people who've been alcoholics. I've known people who've been addicted to cigarettes, people who've been addicted to drugs. And I know that many of them have consciously decided one day, you know what? I'm done.
I got to stop. Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean that they were able to do that without the help of programs, but they made a decision that led them to going into one of those programs. They weren't forced into a program. They weren't backed into a corner.
Yeah.
They made a decision that, hey, I've got to stop this. I've got to change.
Absolutely.
And I think jumping ship too is something that seems like the first inclination is, oh, it's gotten really, really bad, I need to jump ship. But I think the separation is such a wise choice, because I have a very close friend whose significant other was involved in like an infidelity type situation, and it was because of alcohol addiction. That's how it got there. Mm-hmm. And he was faced with that decision. He totally could have been justified in walking away. And he really sought the Lord about it, and God has just provided this incredible redemption story in his life. But here's the thing, it led to not only his significant other having to, like, she had to go through rehab and stuff like that, but he has had to enter into counseling and stuff because he needed support, because that's a really, really tough situation. You know,
right.
It's not, nobody's telling this lady to go home and sit there and pray by herself and just pray that God gets her through it, because separation is hard on anybody. But
absolutely,
there are the other side of the coin, there are groups for you to go to, ma'am, that can help you get through this. And if you really, really pray, then God can provide an awesome redemption story for your marriage. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight.
Right.
It might take a long time.
It is a long process.
It's a process.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. But you're right. You never know how God can use that in the future.
Yeah.
And it's, you're dealing with somebody who has a chemical addiction. Their body chemically now is basically become dependent upon, alcohol, because now we're dealing with withdrawals. We're dealing with, your mind. You're dealing with, everything that goes along with that addiction to some form of substance. And, man, I just think about how gracious our God is, how merciful he is, how patient he is with us. And, I don't know if this husband is a believer, but, to be able to pour that out and say, I love you and I'm going to be here in one form or another, but I want, there has to be a change. And so for a time we got to separate, you know, and you're not getting a divorce and you're not just severing that. But you're calling for change because you love this person so much. You want to see a change in their life. Not because you're just tapped out and you're ready to call it a day.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what she's going through, you know, because I've seen the effects of alcohol addiction and what it can do to a family, from afar, never that close and personal. And so, audience listening, keep her in your prayer. please. That's a big one.
Definitely.
Shock Therapy Live. Phone lines are open. We have a phone call. 505-338-3700. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how are you?
Doing
good,
well.
How are you?
Good.
Well, I have a question. I'm struggling with the sin and something that's affecting my prayer life. And what I mean by that is I feel like when I pray to God, help me with this temptation, when I pray aloud, I know that demons can hear me. But I feel like if I keep it to myself, I know that demons can't hear me. Mm-hmm. But I know that God is stronger. So I'm like at this in-between space, like, should I pray out loud where demons can hear me? But I feel like personally it's more effective. Like, I know it's kind of a strange question, kind of weirdly worded, but you know what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this is, the Bible doesn't really talk about man praying, you know, out loud or praying in your heart or really even demons listening to our prayer lives. The Bible doesn't really talk, much about that. We do know, as far as being led through the guidance of Jesus on prayers, that when Jesus prayed out loud.
Mm-hmm.
He prayed with his disciples. You know, he taught his disciples to pray. That doesn't mean that prayers of your heart aren't heard by the Lord. But I think praying out loud, especially with a fear like that, it really comes down to either trusting in the strength of God or trusting in the strength of the devil.
Right.
And recognizing that God is stronger, and that, you know, you're praying out loud, you're praying to God, and if you have a fear that demons are hearing, I think if you pray aloud, it's showing faith in God, showing faith that he is stronger, showing faith that he can conquer that situation. And so I don't think you're wrong or you're sinful for praying in your heart, but I think that it might be good for you to pray out loud just to, you know, be testing your faith in the strength of God.
It always talks about when you're talking about prayer, we mentioned it earlier, actually, during Comics Corner of all things, in Philippians about, not being anxious about anything. You come to him, and we have an amazing promise in Hebrews chapter 4 that talks to us about boldly, with confidence, drawing near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And it sounds like this is a great time of need. We have an awesome promise from God that says, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And I agree with you. I think sometimes I remember being there. I remember being in places where I was struggling with something. It was like, man, but if I say this out loud, Satan's going to hear me, and he knows the right things to do, and he knows the right buttons to push. He knows my weaknesses, and he's going to just try
like
to attack me.
Like it's a football game. Like, you got to put your hand over your mouth.
Yeah,
the team doesn't,
you got your glove. You got your glove in front of your face. It's like you're praying to the catcher. You're like talking to the catcher, but you don't want the other team to see you.
You could try coming up with a series of signs to God.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that that's going to be as effective.
No.
Honestly, you know, don't put that much power in Satan, because we know that we serve a God who is greater than that. And if we boldly approach him with thanksgiving in our heart, man. Yeah.
Understand this as well. Demons aren't omnipresent.
Yeah. Right.
So unless there's a demon that's like lurking in your house, he's not hearing your prayer life, because demons can't be everywhere. So demons are in one place and they can't, you know, travel and immediately be. So Satan can't like hear all the prayers of everyone and say, okay, you know, demon number two, so-and-so's praying in Kentucky. He's praying to be free of alcohol. Go conflict him with alcohol, you know. Right. He's not, it's not how it works. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So unless, you know, you're worried about there's like a demon like hanging out in your house, you don't need to worry about a demon listening or hearing your prayer life.
Yeah.
But even if a demon was, you know, in the proximity of where you're at, God's stronger.
Yeah.
And we clearly see that God sends help to those who are in a time of need.
Absolutely.
And you know, we see in the prayer life of Daniel, Daniel prayed to the Lord, and God sent an angel, and an angel was locked in battle with a demon, you know, for several days fighting this demon. Daniel, again, still, Daniel prayed. He prayed his prayer to the Lord, and God sent help, and eventually that help came to Daniel. So
yeah, and I'll say this. There's a scripture that I wrote on my heart a long time ago that I always, anytime somebody calls in with a struggle, with a temptation, that something they feel is overpowering them, you have to understand, as we've talked about, God is greater. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says this: "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it." And I know a lot of times when we struggle with something, when we're dealing with something, that struggle kind of tends to overpower us. It grates on us. Our willpower feigns, and we feel like we just can't endure it anymore. But God, the God who created this universe, says that you can, that there's nothing that's overtaken you that's not common to man. You're not alone in your struggle. There are other people before you, and there are going to be other people after you who have dealt with whatever temptation it is you are dealing with. And God is faithful. And with that temptation, he will provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. So you can endure this. You can.
And I find it's actually empowering when struggling with temptation or a sin to pray out loud.
Yeah.
You know, because I think I view it this way. If there is a demon, or if there is, you know, I feel those times where I'm like, I'm really tempted. I feel that if I can proclaim that I believe that God is stronger out loud, that if there is a demon listening, or if Satan is, you know, tuning into that prayer, that I'm proclaiming that I believe God's stronger than him. And so I'll often, if I'm really tempted, if I'm struggling, I'll pray out loud. I'll just pray, you know, in that moment, Lord, I believe that you are stronger than this. I believe that you can deliver me from this. Mm-hmm. I completely give myself to you, Lord. Bind Satan, bind whatever demons are bringing this temptation, God. And you know, I'll pray out loud and I'll proclaim that prayer in faith. And I think that if there is a demon listening, it's got to scare the snot out of them, you know, because you're proclaiming the power of God over that situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Does that help you?
Yeah, guys. Thanks.
Right on, man.
Definitely, man.
Have a great day. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. We got another email question. I know we got to take one more quick break, but coming back, we'll get to the email question. If you would like to call in, we got a phone line open for you. 505-338-3700. Right back with more Shock Therapy Live, Static Radio.
Every year, millions of people come together to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Join us for a special sunrise service, Say It Loud, Sunday, April 20th at 7:30 a.m., live from University Stadium, with special guests for King and Country. Message of hope from Pastor Skip Heitzig.
If you haven't trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are flying blind, and only Jesus can wake you up. So I dare you to live, to live.
Say It Loud, Sunday, April 20th at University Stadium. For details, printable flyers, and more, check out calvaryabq.org.
This is The Wire. The dance ministry at Calvary Albuquerque presents Redemption on Friday, May 2nd at 6:30 p.m. in the sanctuary. Bring the entire family and be encouraged through musical and artistic expression, including dance, ranging from ballet to hip-hop, and scripture reading. Don't forget to join them for a reception in the hub immediately following the performance. Calvary Albuquerque is located at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
Do you have a free event going on? Submit your event details for The Wire at MyStaticRadio.com.
Static Radio would like to thank Transparent Productions for their support of this ministry. Transparent Productions, bringing in concerts like Red. You wanna perfect, perfect life. Rest and roll, rest and reel inside. Wanna Red, featuring Disciple, Spoken, Ben Jaw, and more. Wednesday, April 30th at the Lobo Theater. Details available at TransparentProductions.com. Thanks again to Transparent Productions for their support of Static Radio.
Shock Therapy Live. We thought we knew what we were getting into. Now we're just trying to get through the show without getting fined. You're still listening? Good. Because Steve-O and Nate haven't bailed yet either. Now, more Shock Therapy Live.
Welcome back.
Oh my gosh.
It is Shock Therapy Live. We've got about 8 minutes left to show. Still time for you to get a phone call in. We have one line available at 505-338-3700. We'll also take your email questions if you'd like. studio@mystaticradio.com.
Yeah, we got an email question right now.
Yeah, okay.
Let's take it really quick.
All right, let's do that.
My question, what is God's stance on tattoos? I have been waiting to get one, but I've been wanting to get one, but don't want to do something that is prohibited by God.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's always good.
Steve-O?
Well, I mean, both of us have tattoos.
I don't have any tattoos. I don't know what you're talking about.
Gosh. What's God's stance on punching a pastor? What's his
bad.
Stance? Oh, it's bad?
It's really bad.
What about elbow
Worse
drops?
Than tattoos.
Worse?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I already have tattoos, so if I'm going down, I'm taking you with me. I'm just kidding. You know, I'm glad that we got the email question this way, because it seems like this person is contemplating, but doesn't want to do anything to dishonor God, and that's the right attitude. Because I think a lot of times people hear on the flip side, oh, wait, it's okay to get tattoos? Well, I'm getting a bunch of tattoos then that right. are meaningless, and I'm just going to mark up my body. And I don't necessarily agree that that's the right heart behind it either. What is the motivation of your heart? Why do you want a tattoo? I remember when I first got tattoos, honestly, I hate to pull like the hipster card, but it wasn't ever cool. I remember times going into church services and just being looked down upon. I remember times where it was just, I mean, I was going to date myself. I've had tattoos for some years.
Some years.
My first tattoo I got 18 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's definitely a different culture altogether, because now tattoos are kind of hip and cool, and you see people with sleeves, and you don't. Back then it was like you were in a gang, you were in a motorcycle gang, and you were a bad man. Mm. And so it's kind of shifted a little, because
yeah.
back then you didn't want to get anything that was going to hinder you from getting a job,
yeah.
or you know there were other practical reasons why not to. But as far as scripture. We know in Leviticus 19 it talks about marking your bodies in honor of the dead, but that was a ceremonial law at the
yeah.
time. It was a Levitical law that was to that culture, that is very different than our tattoos today.
Yeah.
So.
And also, again, when we talk about Leviticus, it also says not to shave the sides of your beard.
Oh yeah.
Talks about not having your ears pierced.
Clothing
it talks
of multiple
about,
types of linen.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have polyester and cotton together. God
so. So we're talking about the Levitical law there. So from yeah. that point on, we look at the New Testament. There's nothing that God says against tattoos, but there's also nothing that God says for tattoos.
Yeah.
And we don't read any record of, like, you know, Peter and Paul getting a tattoo while they're on the road to Samaria. Or
they didn't
anything.
Have Jesus fish on them?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
They didn't have that. So we don't really read anything for or against it. I think it's all about, like Steve said, the heart
yeah.
and also what you're getting. You know what I mean? I think that, obviously there's some tattoos that are bad tattoos.
Yeah.
Like, don't get a demon tattoo on your chest.
I'll tell
probably.
You what.
Not a good idea.
When I was younger, I was like, I'm getting this tattoo for the longest time. I'm just going to be transparent. I really wanted a Princess Leia tattoo. Mm-hmm. You know, like the Memphis Belle style, World War II, almost like pinup style?
Oh, yeah. My
I was
gosh.
Like, I'm going to get Princess Leia, the slave costume. Then I matured a little, and I'm really thankful that I never got that tattoo.
I wish you had that tattoo.
I told my wife about it.
I would make fun of you so much.
One, it wouldn't be honoring to my wife. And there's absolutely no reason for me to get that tattoo. So obviously, yeah, there are some things.
It wouldn't be honoring to Jabba the Hutt either. That was his slave.
Oh man. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. All right.
You should
Jabba.
Just get like a cross R.I.P. that says YOLO under it and swag above it.
That Why a cross with that?
Well, because he can witness to people with it.
Shut up.
What?
You only live once unless you're Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Swag stands for sinners.
With
a guide. And the guide is a cross. Guys, I'm giving you gold here.
Man, some youth group in Albuquerque just took that up. Hey, I got that. I
swag.
Got it. Swag, that's our new youth group.
Oh. Let me tell y'all about my Christian swag. Here's my tattoo.
Well, you know, Renovate, they doesn't like to talk about it that much, but he's a huge fan of acronyms. So Renovate actually, that's a really
What does it stand for?
Oh,
I want to see you try this.
No.
Repentance.
Eternal.
Air Day.
Air Day? What is Air Day?
Starts with the Ren. Okay, and Repentance, Air Day, Negating, Others. No.
Negating.
Verily. Awkward.
There's a verily in there?
Doesn't make any
sense.
Renovate is a long acronym.
Matt, you do it. I want to see you try it.
Okay. Renovate.
Reluctant.
No. Let me do this. Reformed eternal. Never overestimating. Violent attributes
to
Trinitarian extraterrestrial. I love
evangelical.
I love the extraterrestrial. I feel like
All right. I'm gonna give it a shot now.
All
Renovate.
All right. Here we go.
Let's see. Really exuberant ninjas offering tarantulas.
No, vate v.
Oh wait.
Offering
vicious.
Ah.
Aardvarks.
Oh my gosh. That's scary.
Tasty eggs.
Ah, that's good. Renovate. Thursday nights at the local waiter.
Renovate. Really exuberant ninjas offering vicious tarantulas eggs.
Something like that.
Something.
That sounds awesome.
That's terrible.
That's a cool club.
Can I be in that club?
I want a jacket that says that. And it has pictures illustrating that whole situation.
If you missed any part of Shock Therapy Live, you can check out the podcast.
We spent our time doing that and not answering our phone question.
Hang on the line if you... If you're still there, I didn't see what the question was about.
Forgiveness.
Yeah, we can take it off air.
Forgive
Hang
us.
Hang out with us. Yes, forgive us for not answering. We apologize.
Deliver us from the promised land.
Renovate. Check it out every Thursday night. Details available. RenovateABQ.org. You can order your leather jackets now. Gearing up for the new season.
Yeah, man.
Of Renovate. Of Vanarchy.
Really exuberant ninjas coming at ya.
Until next time, mystaticradio.com/shocktherapylive. That's where you can download the podcast. We'll see you guys again then. Anything? Any last words?
No.
Okay.
No.
We'll see you later.
Comments made do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Real Doctors, Moms, Calvary of Albuquerque, any political party, Puppies, Static Radio, or, well, just about anybody else except for the moron who made us use the delay.